I am Roy Furr, and today I'm going to share with you how to write more interesting marketing copy. This isn't how to write a better headline, how to make a bigger promise, how to write a better hook, how to write a better lead. It's not how to like back it all up with even more proof. It's not any of that. This is it's different copywriting advice than I think that you'll find in most books or programs or lessons or courses or anything like that. And yet the absolute best copywriters in the world, this is something that they focus on consistently. So that's what we will cover in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So, how to write more interesting marketing copy? Okay, so this actually comes out of some advice that I've heard this advice for writers. If you want to be an interesting writer, you have to live an interesting life. Like, if you want to write about interesting things, you have to go out and you have to experience interesting things. And likewise, if you want to be an interesting marketing copywriter, you have to actually expose yourself to interesting ideas, to interesting experiences. You have to do things that are interesting, and you cannot be caught up in this bubble that so many copywriters are caught up in, especially newer, more novice copywriters, of like, okay, I have to write a headline that follows one of these headline formulas, and my hook has to be this like powerful hook opening, and it has to, like, I have to follow all these rules of great copywriting. About 10 years ago, I actually had the opportunity to sit down with Bill Bonner, and Bill Bonner has long been known as one of the greatest copywriters alive. Most copywriters who really study the craft and study the people who are great at it really admire Bill's writing. And Bill is actually the founder and the CEO. I don't know his official title, but he's the guy at the top of the Agora group of companies. And he started that company with a sales letter. And the sales letter sold his publication, International Living, and it was all about how to retire or live overseas as a U.S. citizen and live really well while doing that. And the funny thing about that letter is that when he wrote it, he just wrote from the heart. And he wrote about this experience of looking out over your garden at the sea, at the crashing waves of the sea, and all of these details of what it's like to live in a special place like he was imagining or talking about or had experienced, right? And he wrote that letter, and they mailed it, and it launched to International Living, and it worked really well for a while. And then they, being a direct marketing company, they hired top copywriters to try and beat the control. Like, that was the control letter, which means that it was what they knew worked best for selling that publication. And so they would hire these copywriters who would use all sorts of copywriting tricks and tactics and techniques and whatever to try to beat this, control. And some of them, they would beat the control for a while. Like they'd go head to head, but eventually that older or the newer one would start to tire. It would start to fatigue. It would start to not get the same level of response. And they'd always keep Bill's letter in the rotation. Sometimes, you know, they'd update it a little bit and they'd test it against the one that had beat it. And then Bill's letter would come back. And then they'd hire some other copywriter to beat Bill's letter again. And maybe it would win for a while. Maybe it wouldn't. But the ones that won for a while, they'd win for a while and they'd do pretty well. And then Bill's letter would come back. And then they'd hire somebody else. And I'm talking like $20,000 fees or more for the world's best copywriters to try and beat Bill's letter selling International Living. And every time that another letter beat it, Bill's letter would come back and be the winner in the end. And for more than three decades, this letter continued to be the best sales message for International Living. And it came out of this experience of like Bill knowing from experience what it's like to live the lifestyle that his prospects wanted to live. And so about 10 years ago, I actually got to sit down with Bill and I asked him, you know, what makes him a great copywriter? And he said that, you know, he's learned thousands of copywriting and marketing rules. He's learned how, like, you know, he's studied all the great copywriters. He's worked with and hired all the great copywriters. And he said he continuously comes back to, like, he learned all the rules. He learned to, like, internalize them in his writing. But what it keeps coming back to is that you find the story, like you get into your prospect's head and you find the story that feels compelling, like from your heart, while you are in the heart and head of your prospect. And you say, you know, does this feel interesting to me? This story that I'm finding, does this feel interesting to me? And then you tell it in an even more compelling way than you found it. You tell it in the most compelling way possible, and you find a way to tie it to your call to action, what action you want them to take. And so this all comes from, or it's all fed by, this desire as a writer to like have interesting experiences, to read interesting things, to not get caught up in this, like, in this bubble of, let's say, direct marketing, internet marketing, copywriting, whatever, where everybody is writing like everybody else. Everybody is trying to sound more like Eugene Schwartz than everybody else, more like, you know, more like Russell Brunson than everybody else, more like Dan Kennedy than everybody else. They're trying to sound more like whoever, right? Like they're focused on, okay, how can I try to be this marketer, and so I'm going to study marketing on this, like, deep level, versus how can I go out and, like, how can I, number one, get that foundation of, like, basic direct response copywriting marketing principles, right? How do I get that basic foundation? But then how do I go out into the world and have experiences and consume media and learn things and, like, interact with human beings? And how do I go out there and take in this entirety of my experience and then turn that around and use that as fodder for writing better copy? So, for example, like, I read a few news stories and I start connecting dots and I'm like, oh, that news story about that is kind of tied to that news story about that. And what if we connected those two and made it tied to my offer? And suddenly I have this interesting news story to tell out of combining news stories, and it makes for interesting reading, and it makes for $1 million promos. I learned not just how to write, how to, like, study a product and write about the promises that that product fulfills, but instead study humans and, like, what is the experience of having a problem that is that's unsolved and having to go out and search for a solution for that problem, and what does that process look like, and then how can I find the story that maps to that process with maybe the person who invented the product, and ask them that story and get them to tell that story, because it's almost always the same story with new details, and get them to fill in all the details and tell that to me. And then I can retell that to the market, to the prospect. And it's going to be interesting because it matches the prospect's current experience of, I have this problem, I have this challenge that I want to have solved, but I'm not having it solved. And so, you know, you want to write more interesting marketing copy. Well, go out and have interesting experiences, talk to interesting people, you know, consume interesting media, and don't let yourself get caught up in this world of studying marketing exclusively. Yes, I always study marketing. I'm consistently studying marketing. Even stuff that I already know, I go back through it just as motivation and continual reminders of of like what works. And for me, it's like spring training for an athlete, where they go back to the fundamentals, they go practice the basics, they practice the fundamental skills that are required. And I'm always going back to the basics, I'm always going back to the fundamentals, I'm always relearning things that I've already learned. But at the same time, I have this parallel path, this parallel track of all these other experiences in life that I'm trying to have, all these other subjects that I'm trying to study, all of these other inputs that I'm trying to open myself up to in order to constantly have like new stuff that I can write about, like new fodder for writing about. And when you do that as a writer, as a copywriter, as a marketer, as someone who maybe you don't write copy, but maybe it's something that you speak, you will find that that what you put out stops sounding as much like marketing. And you know, I recently heard a conversation where Stephen Pressfield was talking to Tim Ferriss. And Stephen Pressfield put out great work. Tim Ferriss put out great work. And Stephen Pressfield actually has a background in advertising. And he said, nobody wants to read your advertising. Nobody wants to see or listen or watch. You know, nobody wants advertising. But they do want to have an interesting experience. And so if your advertising comes across like advertising, if your marketing comes across like marketing, if your copywriting comes across like copywriting, and it doesn't create an experience in your prospect's life that is more interesting than any other option available to them in that moment, then they're going to tune it out. They're going to click over to Netflix or Hulu or whatever other rabbit hole they could go down on the internet. But if you can give them something that feels like the most interesting possible thing to engage with in that moment, then... And the way that you find that interesting thing is by going out there and being interested in lots of things yourself. If you can give them that interesting thing, then they're going to choose you over Netflix or Hulu or Facebook or whatever else. And I will say that so often this does come back to stories. And so if I can give you any call to action in this, I do want to encourage you, if you haven't already tried out my BTMS Insiders membership, it's like Netflix for marketing and copywriting training. And so you pay one low monthly fee, you get instant streaming access to my entire catalog of training. And I have a training in there called the Story Selling Masterclass. And it goes through all these different story templates, stories that you use the template and it like turns on your radar to go out there into the world and say, what are the interesting stories that map to this that I could actually then, that I could then take that and use it in a selling message. And when you get turned on to this, when you get tuned into this, you become a collector of stories. You go out there, you have interesting experiences, you pick up these stories and you say, oh, I can, like, this is interesting to me and I think that this will be interesting to my prospects. And so I can tell that story in a way where my prospects will be compelled to pay attention, to give me their attention over every other option available to them, and then to translate that attention into interest in my product, desire for my product, and action where they actually make the purchase. And so check out the links in the description with this episode for more on the Story Selling Masterclass and BTMS Insiders. Again, my name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment with this or a review with this. Let me know on a 1 to 10 scale how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How is it changing what you are doing in terms of your marketing, your copywriting, your business? Also, like it before you go. Tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here Also go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com where you can sign up to get my daily emails, including these episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. All the links are in the description. Check those out. Again, my name is Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in your next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.